This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
YouTube channel at 965 The Fan. KFNC FM and AM HD1 and HD2 Kansas City in Odyssey Sports Station.
Rolling along on the Fesco and Dusty show here at 96.5 The Fan.
On the front,
just that little dude that's on the front of the boat dance.
Oh, yeah.
That'll be the number one celebration in the end zone.
Yep, yeah, it should be.
It will be. You'll see. You know what we're referencing?
I didn't see that.
No, rowing the boat, baby.
Oh, that?
Yeah, he's like on the... He's on the front of the boat, like kind of doing his little dance, and it went viral. It's really funny. Rolling along on a Friday. Looks beautiful outside. Can't wait to, do a lot of outside activities today, garage activities as well. But thought this was funny when we go back to the Micah Parsons trade that is the story of the day and yesterday and probably the next few days until we actually get real football to start on Thursday night, which Dallas will play the Philadelphia Eagles. I think we could all feel safe hammering the Eagles in that game. But they did a Madden simulation trade of this exact same trade, mm-hmm. and the level of interest was yellow, which for those of you that don't get that reference, that means it's not good. That means they don't have any interest in the trade, and the trade literally was Clark, first round pick, and 26 and 27 for Micah Parsons. Interest level trade declined.
That's funny. So, declined by who?
Well, it's...
Who offered the trade? Did Dallas offer the trade to Green Bay in that scenario?
Yeah.
So, and Green Bay said no in that scenario.
Dallas said no. So send Micah Parsons to Green Bay for Clark, first round pick. Trade declined. Says level of interest too low. Thanks in advance.
Oh, wow. Well, they ended up doing it in real life. So I don't know what that means. If the Madden simulation is right, we'll have to see. It's all going to be dependent on what Jerry Jones does with those two first round draft picks, right? I mean, and this is where, if I was a Dallas fan, which I'd never be, I'd rather root for the devil than root for the Dallas Cowboys. But if you're a fan, you can't be feeling good about this trade because Jerry Jones has showed you since Jimmy Johnson has left that organization, he has been an incompetent owner from a football standpoint, from a marketing standpoint, from a grow the brand standpoint. He's been unbelievable. There's been nobody better. But from a football standpoint over the last 30 years, there's been nobody worse. And if that was a real life general manager sitting up there like the Mandelbaums are right now, father son duo up here. I mean, it's unbelievable looking at these two on the screen. And you see the work that Jerry Jones hasn't done over the last 30 years. That general manager's not lasting that long, but because he owns the team, he just continues on making these bad decisions. So we won't know if this trade pays off for quite some time. Two first-round picks and a guy who has 37 and a half career sacks is a nice return, but I don't trust the Dallas Browns to make the right picks when it comes to utilizing those first-round picks.
Yeah, and Jerry Jones quoted in his press conference saying, quote, this was a move to get us successful in the playoffs.
Well, I don't know how that's possible. And it makes no sense. If you make this trade before the draft, you probably get a first-round pick in 25, and you can use that as a player that can have some immediate impact. But as of right now, today, from a 53-man roster standpoint, Nobody can look at you with a straight face and say that the Dallas Cowboys are a better team right now than they were 24 hours ago, because they're not a better team right now. In the future, do they have a chance to be? Yes. Do I believe that they will be? No, because I think they're going to fail with those draft picks that they have, because Jerry has shown us three straight decades he stinks at his job.
And there's only going to be one cancer in that locker room, and it's going to be me.
Stop that. That's funny, right? Because Ben Maller texted me yesterday, goes, and I know that's AI, but he texted me yesterday, goes, how soon do we hear Jerry say he was a cancer, or they leak that Micah Parsons was a cancer? And that's the first thing that the AI thing does, is Jerry Jones is talking about how this guy was, you know, a cancer inside the locker room. I'm sure that stuff is going to get leaked. Oh, he wasn't the right fit. We want team guys. He was a me guy. The NFL has set itself up for the players to be me guys. We're very fortunate in Kansas City. We're living in Camelot right now. Not every other place is like this. And so you can't say, well, Mahomes does this, or Kelsey does that, or Jones does this. Again, we're in Camelot. Everywhere else is who knows what. And they're all going to look out for themselves, which they should do. This organization has proven, hey, we'll surround you with the best talent. We'll surround you with the best coaches. We'll surround you with the best general managers, best players, and all that kind of stuff. Dallas hasn't made that commitment to their players, and so they want to get out and make money. I'm so glad, finally, somebody stood up to the bully of Jerry Jones, man. Finally, it happened.
And finally, it does happen. Saturday, college football really returns, as there's the big one at 11 o'clock, Texas, Ohio State. There's also Gus Johnson from the top rope.
I mean, I just think whatever time the game is on, that's when the game is on. You know, I mean, where everybody's, this is a business. This is our slot. This is where we're most successful at this time of day. You know, Fox paid a lot of money to the Big Ten. They agreed to take the money, and this is what our executives feel is the best opportunity for us to win at this time of day. And I like it. I hated it at first because, you know, I've called games at during COVID, 9 a.m. on the West Coast, 10 a.m. with Colorado, 11 a.m. in the Big 12, and noon. So for me, it's a little hard to have to be on 10 on blast early in the morning. But I had to get used to it. I had to make some changes in terms of when I went to bed and all that kind of stuff. We all want a night game. We love it. We understand it. But this ain't the situation, you know. And to take a quote from one of my favorite people, it is what it is, baby.
That is Gus Johnson. You know, because people are always going to complain, like, oh, this game, like Notre Dame plays Sunday against Miami at 6:30 p.m. on Sunday. Some people will be mad about that. Like, that game should be at noon. That game should be at 3. It is what it is.
But most people have Monday off. So you can weasel that in and whatnot. But Gus Johnson is dead on, because every time this big noon stuff comes up, you hear the Big Ten fans complain they don't like the noontime games. And we talked about it yesterday. We like the 11 a.m. games. Gives you the rest of the day to watch, but it cuts down on your tailgating pregame. There's pluses and minuses to everything. But what Gus Johnson said right there is Fox wrote the check and y'all willingly took the check, right? Like, you didn't say no. And I love the fact that Gus Johnson said it, because that's dancing with the devil, right? When you dance with the devil, hey, here's what's going to be the results. And this is just still, I keep saying, the beginning of what we're going to see in college sports with a money standpoint, right? Mm-hmm. It's just the more the money becomes, the more stupid we get, the dumber the things that we do. And I keep telling people, when you realize that sports is a business, it's not about us, the fans. It's about those checks that are getting written. You won't get so angry about this kind of stuff, right? Like, have less anger about things that you can't control. It's a noon game, 11 a.m. game, depending on where you are. And as Gus says, it is what it is. But you wouldn't be getting this kind of money if they weren't doing that kind of stuff. So I know the fans don't care about getting that kind of money. It doesn't impact them. But these are businesses, man. This is professional sports light right now. And that's the way we have to look at it. It's no longer amateurism in college sports.
Kramer, when it comes to 11, 2:30, 5:30, where's your slot at for college football?
Oh, give me 11.
11?
Give me to start the day off. Great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
And if your team loses, then you can bounce for the rest of the day. You don't have to pay attention to it, because that's the way I am in the NFL. God forbid the Chiefs lose a game, I'm out for the rest of the day.
And that 2 o'clock window is perfect nap time.
Yeah. That's kind of like the 3 o'clock Sunday slate where, like, normally the Chiefs didn't play back in the day. The Chiefs would play at noon. The games would be over at 3. Oh, it's New York and Dallas at 3 o'clock on Fox. Okay, I'll put it on TV, roll over my bed, and I'll wake up in the second half.
Yeah.
College football, normally 2:30 is the big SEC slot. That's where you'll normally see, like, a Tennessee-Florida game happen. Yeah. If it's not college football, you know, if the college football game day is not there. But again, there's a lot of stuff going on this weekend. Obviously, Texas and Ohio State mm-hmm. still the show, but you've got Klubnik versus Nessmeyer with LSU and Clemson.
Yep.
The winner of that game will elevate themselves towards the Heisman Trophy watch. Even though it's only week one, we know how college sports
work. This is where it starts, man. It really does.
Right. Because, you know, depending on what Arch Manning does for Texas against the Ohio State, we'll see where he goes up or goes down on one game of watching this kid play, as well as we will see the two other Heisman Trophy candidate favorites in Nessmeyer and Cade Klubnik in Clemson. I also think Clemson's going to win that game. I think if I had to bet money on that, I would bet on Clemson.
Because, where is that game?
I'd have to look it up, but I think it's in Clemson. But Brian Kelly, terrible.
I was just going to get to him. Brian Kelly is on the hot seat this year. He's a fake and a fraud, and he's not doing what he needs to be doing at LSU. I mean, when you get out there and fake a Southern accent like he did, you've already are
Me
behind
and
the
my
eight ball.
Family.
My family.
Mm-hmm.
So I think he's kind of on the hot seat. Big year for him. Look, as much as people will laugh, Bill Belichick better win right out of the gate.
Memorial Stadium in Clemson is where that
game
is at.
Do you really think Bill needs to win?
Yes,
this first week?
I do, because North Carolina people fancy themselves higher brow, like upper crust type of people. You know, they're the Mission Hills of college sports, okay. If you will. They've got their loafers, no socks, khakis on. Some of them are salmon at times, you know.
Love it.
You know, sweater around the neck, tied with a knot.
Love it.
And whatnot. And they're walking around Chapel Hill thinking that they're highbrow and better than everybody else. And Bill's 70 and he's got this 26-year-old dictating everything, and they just trademarked Gold Digger.
Oh, I saw that.
You trademark that. You trademark Chapel Bill. Like, you're doing all of this stuff off the field.
Mm-hmm.
You better win on the field, because they've already talked the alums. Hey, we're embarrassed by this kind of stuff. Yet you sold out the stadium for the first time ever. So no, I do. I think he has to win right away to keep the alums quiet there in Chapel Hill.
We'll see what happens. This Saturday, college football starts tonight at Hollywood Casino, Red Roundtable. 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. at Hollywood Casino, you'll have roundtable discussions with Danon Hughes, Mitchell Schwartz, and Nate Taylor, audience Q&A, and photo ops with them. We get back into what the Packers are going to do now, plus a KC sports trade that had you kind of in the same sort of elated or emotional feeling here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Hey, it's Michael Wacha, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.
Friday in the 8 o'clock hour here on 96.5 The Fan. Bob Fesco, Kramer, Sansone with you, and Dusty Likens here on a Friday with you on 96.5 The Fan. Hopefully you're all having a fun start to your Labor Day weekend. The end of summer has arrived, whether you like it or not. It is here. Get the hoodies out, the sweatshirts, the sweatpants, the comfy clothes, the crock pot recipes. Get them all ready.
That stuff I don't mind. Yeah. I don't like winter, you know, but the Chiefs, I've said this before, for my mental health, and I truly mean this with all sincerity. With them winning, it has really helped my mental health in January and February, because January and February used to be hell for me. I'm not going to lie. I think it's probably like that for a lot of people, right? You're kind of cabin fever. The holidays are over. The days are short. It's snow. It's dirty outside, all that kind of stuff. The Chiefs winning, man, I'll tell you, it's been the best for my mental health over the last 7 or 8 years. I can't thank them enough for that, because you get these mental health things and you just don't want.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
A deal with anything, right? And the Chiefs just kind of keep you going. So I hope they know how much they've meant to just one person's meant, I'm sure, for a lot of people. But man, January and February now have moved so fast because of how good they've been. So thank you, Chiefs, for helping me out in a little way.
Not only that, high school football returns tonight. This is kind of an interesting story. It comes from Preps KC. Rockhurst drops to class 5A, no longer in 6A.
Really?
Yeah. So interesting little snid bit there from Preps KC, as Rockhurst is now 5A, leaving the Blue Springs, the Blue Springs South, the Lee Summit, the Lee Summit North.
I guess dropping an enrollment, that's what that means, you would think, right?
I would think they're now in the District 7, I believe is what it is, with like Fort Osage, Truman, schools like that. So
Anselmo better get on this.
I know. I kind of wanted to dip into Anselmo's phone and be like, what's going on?
Yeah, well, his 80th birthday party is tonight. I think it's a surprise. So spoiled. Actually, he planned it himself and told us all to be there.
Oh, okay. I was going
to
say, I remember this.
I'll ask him tonight. But that is interesting. But also, you mentioned Preps KC. The Preps KC Sheet Metal Workers Local Number 2 Game of the Week is Cameron at Oak Grove. And the winner of that game is going to get $750 to their booster club from Metal Workers Number 2.
Awesome.
It used to be $250. They've increased it to $750. Each week at PrepsKC.com, you can vote for the Sheet Metal Workers Number 2 Game of the Week. And then the winner of that game, after everybody tabulates their votes, the winner of that game will get $750 to their booster club.
Hell
and
yeah.
They're doing that every single week of the high school football season. My guys at the Sheet Metal Workers Number 2 are the freaking best, man. So do business with them. Support the hell out of them, because they support everybody in the local area. $750 each week to a booster club is a big nut for these booster clubs, man. It's a huge nut, and they can do a lot with that.
Hello, America.
No doubt, doing nice things for people is always a great thing to see that when that happens. But yeah, shocking news that I saw today that Rockhurst is now class 5, so no more Rockhurst Blue Springs. Possibly, maybe
that
there
sucks, because that was a great rivalry. You know, they can still play in the quote unquote non-conference.
Sure,
you know, and do all that kind of nonsense. But you know, why schedule a and two, Rockhurst isn't the program that it was under Tony Severino. I mean, you know, it's not winning state championships after Kelly Donahoe is an amazing coach, but you're taking over for Tony Severino. I mean, and it's hard to replace a legend like that at Rockhurst, but you know,
they also took over there and dynamite coaching staff. Took I believe was it Coach Oder from South, Kelly Donahoe from Blue Springs, combined won like 6 state titles. And then I forget what the cat's name is, Ray Peck. They brought him over as well.
Yeah.
They just put an all-star coaching crew together.
Right.
But yeah, class 5A for Rockhurst. Some news out of the local news there in high school sports. I know some of you do love that. There's a new favorite in the ANSC North. That's right. Micah Parsons trade to Green Bay for 2 first-round picks, a 26th and a 27th, and a defensive tackle. Not a slouch. Mr. Clark from Green Bay goes to Dallas. Micah Parsons goes to Green Bay. And now,
what a great movie.
And now Green Bay is plus 175 to win the NFC North over the Detroit Lions, who are plus 180, Minnesota plus 350, and the Bears are plus 600. So yesterday, the odds changed significantly with the addition of Micah Parsons in Vegas, accordingly. Not by much over Detroit, but Green Bay now in the NFC North, a gauntlet of a division, plus 175 with the addition of Micah Parsons.
I understand that you want to get money on all sides, right? And that's a hot item yesterday, that trade. Everybody's probably, you know, seeing what the bets are going to be in the futures and all that kind of stuff. But right. I have a hard time saying that Detroit still isn't the favorite in that division from my standpoint, because I always look at it and I go based on quarterback coach combination, right? That's how I've been since Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes. Andy Reid, Alex Smith, they showed us how important that quarterback head coach combination is. And so I start to look around the NFC North division, and there really isn't a coach plus quarterback that I absolutely am in love with. You know, there's some quarterbacks that I like and there's some coaches that I like. They're not necessarily on the same sideline. But I still think Dan Campbell is the best coach in this division as we sit here today. And I do believe that's the best coach combination, coach quarterback combination with Jared Goff in the NFC North division right now. Like, yes, do I have questions about Dan Campbell? You bet. We've talked about it all offseason. Losing the two coordinators is going to be huge for him.
Right.
We'll see how he responds. So it's not exactly a 1-1 there. The second tier, I'm not a Jordan Love fan. He had an opportunity, and since he signed that contract, he hasn't really done a whole heck of a lot, right? And so I'm not a huge Jordan Love fan. I kind of like LaFleur a little bit, but I'm not really sold on that quarterback coach combination. Chicago, I'm definitely not sold on yet. New coach, a new system,
it's
new
unknown.
Quarterback. It's very unknown. And Minnesota is unknown. I love the coach, but I don't know about J.J. McCarthy yet. Is he going to continue that track record that, you know, KOC has had with everybody else up there, you know, in Minnesota and do really good at the track record would say yes, but we don't know that again. So when I look at who should be the favorite in the NFC North, to me, it is still the Lions until it's not the Lions. That's kind of the way that I look at it. But I also understand how they get people excited by changing the odds a little bit and getting some money thrown on this stuff.
It's a dynamite player and a franchise changing player. Again, we talked about it earlier, Micah Parsons, 52.5 sacks in his first 4 years with Dallas, is fourth all time on their franchise list of sacks. He goes to Green Bay, where we'll see what happens and how he plays there. Obviously, they play the Cowboys in Week 4 on September 28th, Sunday Night Football at 7:20.
We get the networks to do a reverse poach? Like, if you're CBS or Fox, you should get one reverse flip, one reverse flex, you know? Like, I think we're going to take this Dallas-Green Bay game and put this thing at 3 o'clock on Fox. NBC gets to do it. Why can't we get a reverse flex?
I don't know. I think it's fine where it's at. If it was like a noon game, for sure, I would say, okay, hey, Sunday Night Football, hey, we're going to switch out whoever we had. We had, you know, I don't know, in their Sunday Night Football game, let's say they had Chicago and Minnesota.
Oh, I think it's fine where it's at, but I'm just saying the other networks always get their games poached, right?
Right.
Why can't each one have a game where they can poach one back from Sunday Night Football?
Well, I would say the reason is because when they do poach the games, they're meaningless, where there's nothing there anymore. Now this one's like, well, sorry. Like, Sunday Night Football just went, oh, all right. Like,
right.
You know, they get traded from this team to that team, and it's really fresh in the season where everybody should.
Oh, it's week 3. Yeah.
Week 4. Yeah.
Week 4 is
September 28th.
That's right. Yeah.
So again, we go back to the division that is, I think, the best division in the NFC. When you look at the NFC North with Green Bay, Detroit, Minnesota, and Chicago, there is so many brilliant storylines within this division that every single one can tee off on. You look at Green Bay. You talk about Jordan Love. The last time he had a really big eye-opening game was against those Dallas Cowboys in
the playoffs, yeah.
Where Dallas went undefeated at home. They had a home playoff game. Jordan Love walked in there and said, I am the man in Green Bay. Mm-hmm. Green Bay fans were always like, all right, another quarterback right in the system. Let's go. They had, you know, Favre, and they move on to Aaron Rodgers, and then they get Jordan Love, hopefully.
And then they signed him, and it hasn't been great since. I know he had a little boo-boo on his pinky or something last year, but big year for Jordan Love.
Right. And then they add Micah Parsons to that defense. They have the first-round pick of that receiver. I forget his name, but he had the great, you know, promo speech when he got drafted at the stage.
Yeah, you're right, yeah.
And, you know, we'll see where they go with their talented roster that is manned up by Matt LaFleur. Mm-hmm. You go into Detroit, right? The big questions are the unknown in Detroit. Ben Johnson and Aaron Glenn are both gone.
Gone.
And
that's huge.
That's your defensive coordinator and your offensive coordinator. And that's your offensive coordinator who has, like you had mentioned earlier, being poached by many teams and finally said, this is the situation I want. Mm-hmm. He goes to the other team we talk about in Chicago in the NFC North. A lot of questions, right? With Detroit, the questions are, can Dan Campbell just man the ship by himself?
Right.
clearly he's the head coach. He's charismatic. He's got his team's trust and support. He's turned Jared Goff into Jared Goff of the second generation of Jared Goff because, you know, the Rams, they did all right with Sean McVay. They won a Matt Stafford. They won a Super Bowl. Jared Goff goes to Detroit. They turn that franchise around to one of the best teams in the National Football League, let alone in the NFC. You look at Chicago. Caleb Williams, we know it's a story. It's going to be a story until he actually shows us that he can do it. No quarterback in Chicago ever has thrown for 4,000 yards. We've seen the misleading sort of videos and tweets about Chicago's, you know, preseason and their training camp. Caleb looks good. Caleb looks bad. They had to slow things down. They had to, you know, whatever it may have been.
Yeah.
They've loaded up that offense now again by adding Luther Burden. They've got Roma Dunze from last year. They got DJ Moore from that big trade. They got Caleb Williams in the draft out of that trade. And we'll see what Ben Johnson does. You know, you waited for the right situation. If this is the right situation and you are who you are, will Chicago be that team?
Ben Johnson also has to be able to be a head coach and not be a coordinator. If he tries to be a coordinator instead of a head coach, he will fail miserably in Chicago. He has to go in there and be that head coach, but he also has to get his quarterback playing well. And another new, this is Caleb Williams, third system in 3 years. Last year of college, last year with the Bears, and this year with a new system. Three systems, 3 years. Best of luck. That's hard for anybody.
And I think anybody in the room could say that you, even though we don't know the known for Ben Johnson as a coach, we know he's better than Eberflus. Like he was failure from the start. And then you look at Minnesota, which is the biggest kind
of like Nagy's going. They fired me for that guy,
coach of the year in a playoff win with Mitchell Trubisky.
Yeah, that's right. And they fired me for Eberflus.
And so you look at Minnesota, which the questions of the unknown is JJ McCarthy, right? Is he going to be that guy? We've heard stories again. We don't know how much sort of truth you put into the preseason with videos of training camp and all this sort of things. Right, and then from Michigan, as Bob would call them, the Michigan quarterback, J.J. McCarthy, national championship winning, J.J. McCarthy missed all last year due to an injury. Could have been a blessing in disguise, right? Got to sit back, watch with your own eyes, not to feel any pressure. Maybe you go in because Sam Darnold didn't hack it. Sam Darnold actually worked well with Kevin O'Connell. Kirk Cousins, a veteran quarterback, a lot of talent, worked well with Kevin O'Connell. And now Kevin O'Connell gets to start not necessarily, but really from scratch. Like this is a new toy in your system where you'll miss Jordan Addison for three games. Justin Jefferson's kind of been banged up all offseason. They brought in Adam Thielen, which I think is a great move for them. I think it's a great move for J.J. McCarthy.
I wouldn't have said that was a great move for the Cowboys or the Cardinals, but it's a great move for the Vikings.
Yeah, they showed a video the other day of his wife driving the car and telling his kids the news, and they just went absolutely nuts. Like, back in Minnesota.
I mean, it's cool. So, that's where you want to be, right? You know what that's about. People want to be, the kids want to be where they want to be. The player wants to be where the player was, why you see guys come back to Kansas City all the time. And so, but I think it's a big year for Kevin O'Connell. I think it's a big year for Dan Campbell. It's a big year for Ben Johnson. And it really is a big year for Matt LaFleur. Like all four coaches in that division, man, they've got their work cut out for them in different ways to try to do different things and are on different courses than everybody else. You know, the guy in Detroit, Dan Campbell, he's got to prove that he can do it without without his understudies there, without those coordinators there. The guy in Chicago has to say, okay, this is my first go around. Everybody thinks I'm the greatest thing since sliced bread. Mm-hmm. I got to take a quarterback who wasn't good last year, make him good. Oh God. Then you've got what's going on in Green Bay. You just added in Micah Parsons. Now everybody expects you to win the division, but Jordan Love has to bounce back. And then, you know, you got Minnesota where Kevin O'Connell, now they're just kind of flying under the radar in Minnesota. They can kind of do what they want. There's not a lot of people paying attention to the Minnesota Vikings right now. And I still think they're going to be a playoff team because I believe in Kevin O'Connell that much right now. He's turned two quarterbacks into pretty good stars in this league.
Does the AFC North have three playoff teams this year? Because if you take the high road, like
well,
the Minnesota Vikings
Dallas is not a playoff team now. So I would say, I think they
weren't last year with 10 wins. Dallas.
I think on paper, I would say Detroit, Minnesota, and Green Bay all should be in the postseason.
You think there's two teams from the South? Do the Falcons get in? Because the Bucs are going to win that division, I believe.
I don't think, no.
Falcons, no.
No.
You don't think they make the playoffs?
No.
No, I think whoever wins that division, that's it. And that thing stinks.
This is
a week before the season. Everything changes next Thursday night, right? Everything changes next Thursday night. Dallas doesn't make it. The Eagles and Washington probably make it. You get your NFC South winner. You get your three from the North. That's six right there. And then we're not counting the West. They don't get a team in.
They get San Fran or the Rams.
Yeah.
It's not San Fran.
Not San Fran?
No. Honestly, it could be Arizona. Don't sleep on Arizona.
No, I will. I'll go to bed on that.
He doesn't like Kyler Murray.
Kyler Murray sucks.
Well, I mean, the team around him, though, doesn't.
But he's the quarterback,
I know,
dude. Like,
I know.
I mean, he sucks so bad, like even the good team around him can't make that guy look good.
We'll see what happens. Yeah. So yesterday there was a big trade in sports with Micah Parsons going from Dallas to Green Bay. There's been some trades that have been kind of big in Kansas City in recent history. Is there one that like you go back and you're like, okay, maybe this is the one?
Yeah, like I look back and Trent Green was kind of that trade for me. Like we're like the Packer fans yesterday with that excitement to get like you didn't expect this to be happening and all that kind of stuff. Kind of reminded me of when we got Trent Green here in Kansas City. We finally got a legitimate named quarterback to come in here. Matt Castle was a lot of excitement too when they made that trade for Matt because he was coming off an 11-5 season, you know, and he was the guy. Wow, look how good Matt Castle was in Tom Brady's absence and all this kind of stuff. And so people were really, really excited about that. But I think Trent Green, man, he was kind of the first in my era anyway, my adult era, kind of that first adult, you know, after Joe Montana, it was kind of a mess at the quarterback position. Trent Green stabilized everything, steadied the waters, and was a really, really good quarterback. I feel bad for him because so many people say between Len Dawson and Patrick Mahomes, there was nobody good. Trent Green was a damn good quarterback for five seasons here in Kansas City. And Alex Smith was a damn good quarterback here, too. They didn't win the Super Bowl. They didn't win the playoffs all that much, obviously. But we can't say there was nobody between Len Dawson and Patrick Mahomes because Trent Green was a damn good quarterback. So Trent, for me, like that was exciting when they got him after Vermeil came. And, you know, you thought, okay, here we go. Boom. We're going to take off and run with this thing.
Kramer, were you – how old were you when Randy Moss went to the Raiders?
Because
that's your team.
Yeah, that was 07.
Sure.
I was 11.
No, 07 is when he was in New England.
So it was 06 then. It was 06 or 05. So I was like maybe 9 or 10.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I wouldn't say that. Like, that would have been nice. That actually would have panned out. But no, that sucked, actually.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the Antonio Brown stuff. It sucked, actually.
Right, yeah.
It's never a fun situation when it comes to Raiders and trades. During my entire time watching the Las Vegas – well, yeah, now Las Vegas Raiders, because I've only seen two winning seasons my entire time watching
That's
football.
Crazy when you think about that, man. Like, two winnings – how old are you?
I am 28.
28. And in 28 years, the Raiders have had two winning seasons?
Well, since I started watching football in 04, so that was before they had their Super Bowl run with the old John Gruden's team.
That was after they had their Super Bowl run.
Yeah, so yeah. I started watching after that.
Oh, that's a good time to pick them up.
I guess. I know. It's the worst.
You know what? I think I'm going to invest in the Betamax.
I just love watching football with my grandfather. So, yeah, he's a
Raiders
fan.
Fair point.
So, yeah.
No doubt. The two that stick out to me in Kansas City sports history, the two trades, and I know if the text line was able to be open, I'm sure there's a lot sending the Zach Greinke trade in, which was huge.
But that was reversed, though. I don't think people were excited about the Greinke trade.
Well, there are some that were, because Greinke had the quote of like, well, if they don't want me, then
okay,
they can trade
fine.
Me.
Okay.
And then there's a lot of fans. There's still some that I know that are like, I don't care what Zach Greinke does the rest of his career. I don't right. like. He's probably going to go to the Hall of Fame as a Royal. They're like, cool. But like he had a quote that in the start went nuts. And he was like, if they don't want me here, then trade me. Or if they're not going to win here, then I'd rather go somewhere else.
But it was the best thing that ever happened for this organization, for him to say that, because it allowed them to trade the guy and build a World Series team.
So the two trades that I come up with, the Zach Greinke one is not one of them. The two trades I come up with, number one, which is the one that rocked my foundation in 2009 or 2012, I think it was. Yeah, 2012. I had finally started to get into the world of sports where I was looking below active rosters and main star players. Like it was more than just, oh, this guy's good. That's who I like. It was more so who's in the farm system? Who do they draft? Who do they, you know, kind of got geeky with it. And I was a huge Will Myers guy. I was like, this is the future of the team. Will Myers is him. He is going to be that guy. And randomly they traded him to the Tampa Bay Rays. And the Royals got Jake Odorizzi, Mike Montgomery, Patrick Leonard, they sent those guys to Tampa, mm-hmm. and in return they got James Shields, Wade Davis.
Right.
And at the time,
and Elliot Johnson. Let's not put disrespect on that guy's name.
Received
it's the Elliot Johnson.
Elliot
trade.
Johnson as well. And at the time, I knew who James Shields was. I thought he was a stud, but I was like, Wade Davis, we got one pitcher out of this deal, and Elliot Johnson. And I thought to myself, okay, Shields is good. Will Myers is unknown, I guess, but he's supposed to be the superstar, you know, perennial all-star, whatever he's going to be. And they trade him away. And then I remember when James Shields got traded here, he was like, the best part of this trade is you got Wade Davis. And then Wade Davis turned into just waiter, check, please. World Series gets one out of it. The other one that I bring up is similar to your Trent Green one, which is Alex Smith.
Yeah.
The Chiefs traded Alex Smith to the San Francisco 49ers for a second round pick and a conditional pick in the following year's draft. So they got Alex Smith for a second round draft. And in the first year he was here, they went 11-5, went to the playoffs. Obviously the heartbreak loss against the Colts, but they went to the playoffs. They rebuilt the foundation. Obviously the next year they'd go 9-7 and miss. And since then it's been roses and rainbows in this franchise and in this organization. And this Chiefs team is probably not where they are if they don't get Alex Smith, as well as the package deal with Andy Reid. But those are the two, the Will Myers trade. It got you Wade Davis and James Shields, and set your foundation up for that run in 14 and 15 and 16. And then Alex Smith coming to Kansas City sets you up for what you are now currently enjoying with Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid.
Yeah, I think in this recent era of Royals baseball, the Zach Greinke trade is the most important trade that this organization made. And you don't win the World Series without the Wade Davis trade, obviously. And that's the one that put them over the top. The Greinke trade got you to here. The Wade Davis trade got you to here. They got you your closer. They got you a starter. They got you a red ass in the locker room that needed to beat some heads in and, you know, take some names and that kind of stuff. And James Shields is well, and kind of
changed,
you know,
Danny Duffy's career,
changed his whole trajectory, and so that obviously was a great trade. But when they made the trade, it was Wade Davis at the time. They're like, yeah, Wade Davis was not a throw into that trade, as much as we like to think, you know, and say that he is. But if Wade Davis wasn't included in that trade, we never would have made that trade,
right?
And they never would have gotten James Shields here to Kansas City. And that's why, like, you know, people fall in love with prospects all the time for whatever reason. I mean, I guess you know, when you're younger, you're trying to act like you know what's going on in the minor leagues and all this kind of stuff. At the end of the day, prospects are suspects until they come up to the big league level. And I've always given, you know, the Yankees and the Cardinals, two organizations, a lot of credit. Not so much anymore, but when Walt Jocketty was running the Cardinals, they would just get rid of all their minor leaguers and get big leaguers and win. And that's what the Yankees would do. They trade all their minor leaguers and they get big leaguers and they'd win. And that's the way you have to utilize the minor league system. That's how the Royals used Will Myers. He went on and had a fine career. I didn't miss not having Will Myers here at all. I'd rather have Will Myers' bat today than I would have 20 years ago in the lineup, you know, when they traded him. They need him more now today than they probably did back then. But sometimes you have to part with pieces. And Will went on and had a nice career. Nobody's putting up a plaque in the Hall of Fame for him. But if we don't trade him, we don't have a world championship here in Kansas City.
Yeah. Will Myers, man, that was the first one. That's like if I played two sides. Like Alex Smith was like, all right, here we go. Building franchise. This guy was good in San Francisco. Got Wally Pitfer, Colin Kaepernick. They're going to run with that. We'll take Alex Smith. We can do this. We have a quarterback. We have a head coach. First year, 11-5. Next year, 9-7. Since then, dominance. Obviously, the playoff losses hurt, but that was one that I felt good about. The one that I didn't like at all when I was younger was obviously the Will Myers. And then you go back and look at it, and you're like, well, it was worth it.
Yeah, I mean, that's X, and that's, you know, the text line. Those are the people who get mad about those kind of trades. The mm-hmm. you know, the guy who was complaining about the Adam Frazier trade. I'm sure that guy was livid, because I remember seeing the post and what people were saying.
Oh, yeah.
Dayton's an idiot. He doesn't know what he's doing. This organization is stupid. How could you trade Will Myers? Because he's a prospect. And
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Done anything yet at the big league level, and you had a chance to get two proven major leaguers to solidify your roster. So there are people who will hate all of those trades just because they always want to be right. The I always want to be right guys. I was listening to our sister station WFAN the other day, and they said, you know, they were asking this guy who's a Yankee fan. They said, do you, and he's been complaining about the Yankees, do you want the Yankees to make the playoffs or do you want to be right? And he said, well, I want them to make the playoffs. Point of the story is, I believe a lot of these people who have criticized the Royals over the years and now see them winning are in the they would rather be right category than see their team win. And that's a sad, pathetic existence.
No doubt about it. Funny post from the Green Bay Packers yesterday put Micah in big, bold text and then little text, welcome to Green Bay.
No, they didn't.
Yes, they
did. That's outstanding. Well played by them.
Because, you know, Jerry Jones' son had to correct him once again yesterday in the press conference saying it's Micah, not Michael. But yeah, it says Micah in
Mandelbaum.
Big bold text says Micah, and then little text, welcome to Green Bay.
I mean, he was doing it in the press conference yesterday. Like, I looked at Jed at one point and go, have I been drinking? Like, what is going on with this press conference?
In this rolled substance.
He never respected him whatsoever. No. He never
respected Micah Parsons at all. And Micah looked at him and goes, I don't respect you either there, Grandpa.
He's going to respect him.
By the way, your face is melting.
He's going to respect him on September 28th on Sunday Night Football. Coming up on the other side, we'll get to the Richard of the Week at 9 o'clock. But somebody moved out, and we ask you what you miss most about moving out. Here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Fesco and Dusty. Subscribe and watch the show on YouTube by going to our channel at The Fan 965, Kansas City's FM sports station. 96.5 The Fan.
Final segment, 8 o'clock hour here on a start to a Labor Day weekend. You all be safe out there, but have fun. You got brilliant weather. Brilliant weather. I don't even know if that makes sense. You have beautiful weather all weekend for Labor Day and scene. The heart beats quick on that one. But no, you got nice. Kramer, Bob, myself with you here for about another hour or so. And then Jay Binkley and JT Noah take over. And Binkley will dive more into that Class 5A because he's
I'm sure. I mean, is he champing at the bit?
Oh, yeah. He goes, yeah, it's weird because it normally releases a whole season before. Hey, do it the day of the first game of high school. It's weird.
Well, maybe Jerry Jones is running the Missouri High School Athletics Association as well as the Cowboys and doing things that you're not supposed to do a day before the season.
You'd hate to see it.
You really do with Jarrah. You know, you really do.
Sorry, when you compare the Little Rascals to your starting defensive edge rusher, get lost.
Well, he just didn't, I mean, we'll get into it later, but he just didn't read the room. So DeVito's a New England Patriot now. Did you see that? Mm-hmm. Tommy, and he's on the 53-man roster. Mm-hmm. And for the first time in his life, he's moving out of his mom's house.
That is true?
Yes.
How old is this kid?
20s.
Okay.
But he was living with his mom when he was playing for the Giants, right?
Sweet. Yep.
Would you have done that, though, if you were an NFL player? Would you have lived at home? Be honest.
If I was Tommy DeVito, good-looking Italian kid in New York, absolutely not.
No chance.
Not a chance, dude.
No chance, right?
I'm going to get that sandwich with the mozzarella.
Like, say if I play for the Chiefs, yes. But if elsewhere, you have to get a new spot, you know?
But no, that's what I'm saying. I'd live at home. If you're playing for your hometown team,
I'd live at home.
You would.
Oh, yeah. I love money. I keep all the money as possible.
You work in radio.
Well, yeah. But no, that's a good point. That's why I love my money. You got a penny pinch the entire time.
Yeah. Right. And I think that's, you know, I didn't know that he actually lived at home.
Yeah.
With his
Oh yeah.
Yeah, with his mom, which is fine. I don't know. Like Sure. I mean, I know nowadays kids live at home longer than they've ever lived at
home. Not in the Fesco house. That ain't happening. 18. See you later.
No, I can't get the boot.
But no, I mean, like what, once you're done with college, you know, it's time, right? It's time to grow up a little
bit. Yeah, I was non-traditional, so I commuted. But my last 2 years, so I moved out at the age of 22. Was when I was out of my house.
Yeah, well, that's you're done with college technically at that
age.
Well,
I had, yeah, I had
you a little bit later.
I had a year and a half left. I moved into a house in Blue Springs with a couple other buddies, and I commuted. And then one of the guys moved out, got his own place. We lived there for a little bit, and then I moved to Lee Summit, got an apartment. Now I'm in Lee Summit, have a house, and I haven't really gone back since. But I do miss a lot of stuff living at home.
Sure, I miss having like the meals ready for you.
Okay.
Yeah. Like mom took care of dinner, right? Like you just knew that you were going to eat and you didn't have to worry about figuring out what you were going to do. I like doing my own laundry. I'm weird.
Mm-hmm.
I like doing my own laundry. I don't want anybody touching it because anytime somebody gets near my laundry, a sock goes missing and then I have to order a new one and that costs money.
Yeah. I mean,
that's fair.
When you were a kid, did you know, like, so I had split households. I had like mom and stepdad, dad and stepmom, and dad and stepmom very schedule driven, right? Like we had a list on the fridge and it was Monday through Sunday and it said what was for dinner every night.
Oh, see, yeah, that's really? That's crazy. God love you for being able to get to a spot where you could do that.
Shout out to Mary. Because that's what she did. It'd be like Monday, burgers and fries.
Did Mary go to work every day or did she have yeah, she did. She's a stud.
She's a vet tech.
How about that?
Yeah, getting bit by dogs, cats, rabbits, animals, whatever.
And
come
she
home.
Was doing all that kind of stuff with the menu and everything. God love Mary, man. She's a saint.
Yeah, she would come home and then like my dad would get home at 6. He'd pick us up or whatever we had to do. And he's like, all right, I got to get these burger patties made before your stepmom gets home so we can get dinner ready by 6:30 or 7. And then at my mother's house, it was more so like, my stepdad would come home. My mom would come home. They would digress. They'd, you know, whatever. And then it'd be like, hey, we're going to do pork chops and potatoes on the grill. You cool with that? Sure.
Fine.
Or like when I was able to drive, my stepdad would be like, hey, we're having sloppy joes tonight.
Can you go to the store and get everything?
Yeah. He'd be like, no. He'd be like, I put $10 in your account if you want to get Chipotle. Because there was only three meals I really didn't eat. The most least picky eater you'll ever find. I didn't eat meatloaf. I didn't eat ham and beans. And I didn't eat, there was one other
sloppy
one.
Sloppy Joe. Because you always turn your nose up when I say I'm making sloppy joes.
I love sloppy joes.
Kids love them. I mean, it's gone. It's crazy. They will eat that all the time.
And I think I hate them because they always made them with manwich.
That's what you make it with. Yeah. You just dump the can over some meat and you're done.
I don't even use that. I mean, we do the traditional way.
Because what's a loose paste. Meat sandwich?
Well, that's just the meat. That's an Iowa thing, right?
Okay.
It's just the meat without
the sauce.
Yeah.
So it's just ground beef.
Basically. Yeah. Well, maybe some salt and pepper on it or something like that. Yeah. It's the loose meat, I would not.
See, it's the names of stuff. Meatloaf. Sorry. Now, again, I know for a fact everyone has told me, you got to try my wife's meatloaf. It's great.
Red Door Grill, try the meatloaf. Fantastic.
See, and I've also heard at Third Street Social.
Fantastic.
The meatloaf's
great. You get
meatloaf
out. You know where I'll tell you they used to have great meatloaf? Erford House.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
You're laughing.
Well, they probably made it with like steak and stuff like that.
I don't
right?
know. It was fantastic.
No, it's special ingredients.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Right. So that's why I say everybody's going to laugh and whatnot. But they had great meatloaf back in the day.
What they say? Why does the thought you smell like asparagus?
But I was eating that downtown before that place blew up in you know, whatever. But not the Leawood location.
Yeah. But yeah, meatloaf, sloppy Joe.
Yeah, I'm not a meatloaf guy, though.
See,
I don't even know when the last time I had meatloaf.
What don't people like about meatloaf? Because I do think it's the name.
It's a loaf of meat.
I know. The name sucks.
Well, it's also just a loaf of meat that like, I was also
ketchup on it. Like, I don't get it.
I was also ruined by it because like my grandmother would make it and there were just chunks of like white onion and then half a bottle of ketchup on top thrown into the oven.
See, that's,
so I was ruined.
No, I understand that because that's kind of how it was in our era. It was chunks of onion. Yes, yeah.
And then
the 80s were a weird time for culinary foods.
And my Nana was a cook, dude. Like from the South, made Southern like home cooked meals, like fried chicken, salmon patties, collard greens, like all this stuff that you would get in the South. She made it. It was amazing. But when she made meatloaf, I was so disappointed when we'd go over there because I would just sit there on the couch, not eat. And I'd get home and I'd make like a ham and cheese sandwich with Lay's potato chips and I was in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, the one at Third Street, they like they mold it, obviously cook it in the oven, and then they like put it on top
put
of
it
the
on
skillet,
the blacktop, yeah.
And then they put like a demi-glaze sauce over the top so over mashed good. Potatoes.
Try it. So look, dude, I should. Try I should. That.
I know. I'm going to get a DM from Tyler Banker today, and he's like, hey, dude, come into Third Street, try the meatloaf. It's on me. If you don't like it, whatever. You can. But like, I should try it, because everyone that I go there with, they've got it like, bro, come on, you won't eat this. I'm like, I've got a
lunch in a couple of weeks at Third Street, right? And so now I'm getting the meatloaf. I'm not even going to look at the menu. I'm just going to go with the meatloaf.
Yeah. Ma, the meatloaf.
Yeah. I mean, meatloaf is so, like, once you, because as a kid, it's meatloaf. It's terrible. It's a loaf of meat. You get this bad connotation. And then you eat it. You're like, damn, it's pretty good. Because I don't know that I really like meatloaf when I was a kid. But if you eat it at a restaurant, not going to be bad.
It's good protein.
But that's, I guess, is, those are things I don't miss moving out. But one thing I will say moving out is it was just cheaper.
Cheaper, yeah.
Like, you know, it's like I didn't have to pay rent. I didn't have to pay for electric. I had to pay for my car. My insurance is what I had to pay for. I had to pay for my cell phone. And sometimes not even that. And then I had to pay for, like, running money, right? Like, getting that $200 check at 16 was awesome because I had $200 in my bank account. And I didn't need $200 in my bank account. I needed, like, maybe 75.
Right.
And now it's like, oh, man, this is, I got to buckle up this month. I gotta, you know, you gotta learn to budget. So cheaper would be my cheaper reason is of better, what I miss.
See, I don't mind doing laundry, but I wish it was done for me. So I miss laundry.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I was like 19 and my stepdad came down and goes, hey, come here real quick. And I was like, what's up? He goes, I'm gonna show you something. I was like, oh, sweet, what's that? He goes, so here's how you load this knob. You click over here if you're gonna do all your wipes, you want cold or whatever it was. And he's like, and then when the dryer, you throw it in there, take one of these little things called a dryer sheet.
Oh, well.
Throw it in there, shut the door, and start it. I was like,
we didn't use the dryer when I was a kid because that cost money.
Oh, you hung it up on the line.
Oh, we had a clothesline. Nice. And all of our socks were hard.
I bet.
Everything was hard because it air dried and there was no fabric stuff. So everything, like, even to this day, my mother will not use the dryer. So we go for Thanksgiving and my kids are like, why are we using sandpaper for towels? I said, this is grandma's dryer. Everybody laughs about it because she doesn't want to. She's so cheap. How cheap is she? We never used the dryer. I don't even know. I think we had a dryer, but we never used the dryer. Now, I don't even know that my dad could turn on the washer by himself. Like, he's from that old school. Like, well, my mother does not go many places without my dad. The one time she came out here without my father years ago, she froze meals for him and put them in the freezer so he could just microwave them.
God bless.
That's
Ms.
amazing. Yeah, good for her.
Yeah. No!
She knew what she was doing.
No!
She didn't want to deal with the bitching on the phone. Yeah. She didn't want to hear it.
She knew what she was doing.
Yeah, oh, I see from that standpoint.
Yeah.
Marlene, what am I supposed to eat?
It's all labeled. It's got sticky notes. It says Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
I mean, it's all right there next to your pills, Dad.
Well, I ate Monday and Tuesday on the same night. Well, that's on you, bud.
I don't know what to tell you. Go to bed. I mean, like, I don't know what to say. Marlene, how do you work the washer? And this is not an exaggeration. Ask my wife. Our kids have been doing their own laundry since elementary school. We taught them right away, and they just do it. You know?
That's good. Yeah, that's great. Coming up on the other side, we'll get into the Richards of the Week here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Hey, it's Bobby Witt Jr., and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.